call item number 8.
From the Interim Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into an operating lease agreement with Interstate Parking, LLC, for the lease operations, improvement, and maintenance of the county-owned parking lot located at 601 West State Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mr. Walczak.
Chairman, supervisors, without repeating a lot of the detail, we're requesting authorization to enter into the agreement.
Okay. Supervisor Washa, and Supervisor Durbin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you give us some background on the RFP that went out for this and what initiated that RFP and why this was brought up?
We have no comment.
Again, without repeating what was previously discussed on the due diligence, one thing I would add is that we frequently do post staff out at the parking lot to monitor the cash collection machine as it currently exists. We do that based on some scheduling, Admirals, Bucks, larger events at the facilities downtown. We may not schedule it for every single. We don't have 24/7, 5 a.m., but...
Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt you, but I asked about the RFP process and when the department initiated that and what...
Supervisor Washington. Mr. Walczak, finish your comment. Then please respond about the RFP process. Because you got off task. The question was not.
I'll end my comment.
Okay, so now, will you talk about the RFP process, please?
I'm going to let Gary Drent on the details of the RFP elaborate.
The back in January of this year, 2013, is when it was decided that we should pursue getting a lease arrangement with the property so that we could maximize the revenue, provide a more secure nature for collecting the revenue that we were collecting out there and moving forward with that process. So when we put the RFP out, as the previous report had indicated, we got our responses back in February, and we've been working over the last few months and putting together the contract so that to the point where we are today.
Thanks. Mr. Yeah. Chairman, with the RFP, I guess I'm not sure who authorized or directed an RFP to go out. And then, so can you just answer that? And then second is, this seems like a very tight turnaround time from the end of January to then the end of February to be awarding a bid. So I think you could address those two.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the RFP process was a joint effort between DAS Facilities Management and procurement. And we involved procurement from the beginnings because of their expertise in securing leases that we were unfamiliar with in that area ourselves.
I guess my question was, what the facilities director just woke up one day and said, I want to do an RFP? Is that...
It was the director of facilities management at the time that was involved with this process.
Okay. And on that, like I said, is this standard that we would have such a short turnaround and award process of...
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we believed internally that there was an urgency that we should move forward in pursuing this arrangement with trying to get a lease. It was a question of the mechanical breakdown with the current arm system there and the loss of potential revenue that we were trying to reduce or eliminate as best we could.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just find it strange that, one, we go forward with this, they can award something or tell somebody they have a contract in February, and then here we are in June. I don't consider that to be something so urgent that this couldn't have been brought forward to this committee to see if we were even interested in this. Because, once again, I have issues with the way that this lot's been managed. And when you look at the dollar values in this contract, I think they're substantially underestimated of what the revenue potential is for this lot. And I have some concerns about the RFP process, whether or not this isn't rocket science, and I think that maybe some smaller firms would have preferred to have a shot at this opportunity had we've sort of broadened and opened up the RFP process rather than just such a three-week turnaround. So at this time, what I'd like to do is make a motion to refer this item to staff so we could get, since I'm not fairly confident in the due diligence report or this, I'd like to have our staff review it and get back to us. So I'd like to make a motion to refer the item to staff.
Where must we refer to staff? Supervisor Jersey.
Is there any public comment coming forward on this item, Mr. Chair? Have we received any cards?
No public comments at the present moment.
Is there any? Has there been any objections to the RFP process?
Have there been any objections to RFP, Mr. Drenz or Mr. Walczak?
Mr. Supervisor, Chairman, Mr. Supervisors, we do have a representative from Interstate here. If you have specific questions about that piece of the equation, and the procurement director here is also, if you have some additional questions for that.
It's a pretty straightforward question, yes or no. Were there any objections to the RFP?
Not to my knowledge, there was not. Was there?
Chair, supervisors, Patrick Lee.
Okay, just a
second.
Okay, we have Mr. Lee from
Procurement
Office, correct?
Department of Administrative Services.
All right, Mr. Lee.
I can speak to a couple of the questions that have arisen.
Mr. Chair, the question is, were there any objections to the RFP?
None.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, it's a pretty straightforward question.
Supervisor Jersey, come on now. Your answer was answered. He's trying to clear some stuff for us. Because Supervisor Washington has stated a number of questions. Are you finished? Is any other questions, Supervisor Jersey?
Well.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Yes. There apparently have been no objections to the RFP. Mr. Lee, in your opinion, is February through June a short turnaround period for an RFP, or is that difficult?
Chair and supervisors, the turnaround time was not February to June, as the February to June time lag was related to negotiations of the agreement after the submission of the RFP proposal, and also required processing related to bonds on a particular property and approvable by bond counsel that we enter into such an agreement, and that's the reason for the delay between February and this June meeting.
When was the original RFP done?
The original RFP was let January 31st, 2013, with responses due back, I believe, February 21st of 2013, a three-week time period. Specifically related to that, 5610, that directs how we lease parking lot space within Milwaukee County, states that we have to do it through a competitive bidding process. That competitive bidding process does not stipulate how many days or how many weeks that we need to let the bid be open. Seeking guidance in that particular area because it did not state, we looked to other policies within Milwaukee County that would provide us guidance in regards to the wishes of the board. Specifically, we cited a similar ordinance, Chapter 32, that provided guidance on formal bids. Specifically, informal bids process formal bids in excess of $50,000, it requires a posting of 2 weeks. Because there was an urgency in this nature, we took the 2 weeks as the guidance, but then we added an additional week on to provide additional opportunity for responses to this proposal. On January 31st, we posted the a request for proposal on the business opportunity portal for Milwaukee County. We posted it on the bid RFP request on the procurement site, and we also solicited through e-notify. We sent out 8,362 emails to individuals and vendors in various areas that had expressed an interest in doing this type of business with Milwaukee County. Subsequently, we felt we got a robust response as 5 independent parking operations attended our site walkthrough. Subsequently, we received 1 bid that met the threshold. We did place a threshold in this particular acquisition at $300,000, as we did not want to take, as our revenue in the previous year had been approximately $265,000, and we had an unsolicited response by an unnamed vendor that we would receive $285,000. They were willing to enter into agreement, but as it required a competitive bidding process, we set it higher than $285,000. There was a discussion within facilities management of what that minimum threshold was. We used the minimum threshold acquisition based upon an RFP that was done by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for acquisition of parking lot services within the Boston area. We used that as the best practices template, setting a minimum threshold. After we did receive the 1 response related to this particular bid, we did receive 2 unsolicited comments from vendors, both high-profile vendors that operate parking lots within Milwaukee County and within the city of Milwaukee, and they both stated that our threshold of $300,000 went into excess of the exposure that they wanted to take. And the one stated that, that there was minimal upside, and the other one said that it wouldn't be in their best interest to enter into an agreement for $300,000 or more. So we did receive responses back from people that stated that $300,000 was in excess.
So you had 1 bid that actually met the $300,000 threshold, and if I'm correct, you've received no objections to the proposal to move forward on this RFP.
That is correct.
We have had no public comments today. So, Mr. Chair, I'm going to oppose this layover and support the administration's recommendation. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, will you call?
I've got one.
Let's go.
Just a question about the extent to which we have other similar facilities. I know that we have other lands that we do lease for parking lots under freeways and things. Do we have similar lots like this where we're operating them, or what is the extent to which we've generally leased these facilities versus operating?
Chair and supervisors, I can't speak specifically to the other lots, but we did have conversation. This is a unique lot as it's under the purview of facilities management, where I believe economic development has the area other lots. We did reach out to economic development. And another benefit in relationship to the 3-week turnaround time that was provided in the RFP, we did use a template of the existing agreements that department uses for acquisition of parking lot management firms underneath the bridges. So we included in the RFP a base contract that was near identical to the ones that are used for other facilities or other locations within the county. That helped also with the additional 2 or 3 week turnaround time for vendors to respond. Direct answer to your question is, yes, there's other parking lots, but governed by or administered by a different department within the county.
It's a different division, but it's all under DAS. So can DAS speak to that? I mean, we have other facilities. To what extent do we have Do we have any other like facilities, or is everything else we've got, we lease it out? It's one of these bizarre things where we got multiple divisions doing the same stuff. In this case, two different divisions, they're in the same department.
This is Don Tyler.
Just a second.
Go ahead.
Supervisor, let me, if y'all give me a little leeway, let me give you a little history on this particular lot. This lot used to be a building and we tore it down.
Yeah.
And then we decided we were going to put it for sale.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Mr. Tyler, did they get a waiver from the city of Milwaukee? Because we had to get a special waiver to make that to a parking lot. And we have not came back and addressed, are we going to sell this lot? Are we going to make it to a parking lot? And that's the reason why I think it went underneath a facility, because they weren't trying to maintain it, because it's supposed to be on the market. Or we was going to build a new a building for Milwaukee County on that lot. So we had different options on that lot so many times. Right now, I don't know why it stayed in facilities since it's what's going to be a parking lot. I do not understand why. Do we have the waiver from the city of Milwaukee to make it a permanent parking lot? Because we told the city of Milwaukee it was going to be a temporary issue, and we're going to solve that issue. Are we going to build on it? Are we going to sell it? Or what are we going to do with it? So that's something. Mr. Tyler, you was going to say something?
Well, I was going to. Don Tyler, director of DAS. I was going to actually see if I can have Patrick address your question. You were looking at me, Supervisor Lipscomb, and wanted to come up here because of that. So I'm going to defer to Patrick to see if he can respond to that. I just want to speak broadly that as it relates to all of being in one department, that is correct under DAS, and it's one of the things that we're looking at as part of this CBRE report. How do we centralize and consolidate all of these facilities? So this is something that is still separate in different divisions but might over time come together as we take a look at the work that we're doing on the CBRE. Patrick?
Chairman, Supervisors, it's my understanding that the additional lots that are leased, leased through economic development, but also come under the purview of our arrangement with the state of Wisconsin in relationship to those particular locations.
The parkies. Okay, keep going.
Parking on the freeway. Chairman and Supervisors, may I address the question in regards to the special use permit?
Correct.
Special use permit is required from the city of Milwaukee related to this lot. Currently, there is not one in existence, but as part of the lease agreement, it is a requirement that the interstate parking secure a special use permit related to that and comply with all the city of Milwaukee rules and regulations related to the operation of a surface parking lot.
Okay. Supervisor, did she have a question? I thought she had a question.
Mr. Chairman, my only question was whether the motion on the table was for layover or refer to staff, because I thought the motion was refer to staff, and I thought another supervisor spoke about layover. So
no, we have a refer to staff, and then we have a motion for approval.
Thank you.
And so what we are going to do is take the layover, refer to staff first, then the motion to approve if it fails.
Thank you.
So as a Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the refer to staff, as you can see from our conversation, that there are quite a few holes that need to be filled in, and I think it would be to the benefit of our community to get a report back from our staff that can maybe address some of these issues. This is a very unique piece of property, and how it fits into our long-range plans as Milwaukee County and the courthouse complex. So I don't think that it would be unreasonable to wait another 30 days to get all of the information we need to move forward on the piece. So that's why I think it's appropriate to refer the item to staff to get a report back. Thank you.
You want this back in the July cycle, correct?
If that is the appropriate.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Madam Clerk, can you call the motion on refer back to staff to get the information about this report?
Washon?
Aye.
Burkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Two ayes, four noes. The motion to refer to staff fails.
The motion to refer to staff has failed. We do have a motion. Supervisor Jersey?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Jersey. Supervisor Washington?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Chair, the revenue projections in this are way underestimated. That you have a lot that is by MATC, the Bradley Center, the Milwaukee Center, which includes the Milwaukee Theater, the Cellular Arena, the Convention Center. You have the Courthouse Complex. You have the City of Milwaukee Municipal Court System. And this lot, the Public Museum. And we are selling ourselves short. And this is just a bad deal. If you want to go ahead and lease this, then lease it for the appropriate amount of money. That, you know, you're going to say, okay, what is the cost for us to invest in this lot? At the max, a few hundred thousand dollars, our borrowing costs are practically nothing. We could invest in this and make 10 times the money back in the life of this contract. So I really don't understand why we would, like I said, as the mismanagement of this lot has been, you go down, for all of this talk, you go down to a Bucks game where I have, and you see our lot half empty because it is not managed correctly. And like I said, I've gone personal experience with my own family and had to walk blocks away because it is improperly managed, yet we are using those revenue projections as a base to enter into this contract. When you then couple that with the RFP process, that a three-week turnaround, let's be honest here, this is nothing but a sweetheart deal for somebody. And this is, you know, just ridiculous that you would put this out on the street. 3 weeks later, you award it. They've spent more time so-called negotiating a contract than they did putting out the bid on this. And this is supposedly for something that should be worked out. What was the bid, the proposal? All of those things, it shouldn't take you another 3 months to figure out a contract after that. So this is a bad deal, whether you want to lease it or not. But if you want to, fine. If you want to lease this, fine. But don't make a stupid financial decision and then be locked into it for 3 years and then, of course, the two-year option after that. So there is lots of questions to be answered on this. And I'm very disappointed that we are not even taking the basic steps to make sure that we generate the greatest return on our investment here in Milwaukee County, and you're just giving things away. You know, this is ridiculous. And you wonder why you don't have money for anything. You could easily get another couple hundred thousand dollars out of this deal for somebody's park pavilion or parkway road or something else to fill a pothole around here, but you don't want to do it. So then don't complain about budget time when there's no revenue, because all I know is they can't seem to fill this lot when there's a Bucks game.
All right. Who are you?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Stephanie Galizia. I am the Contracts Administrator for the Department of Administrative Services. Mr. Chair, I just wanted to mention, you were mentioning that this parking lot perhaps was supposed to be for sale. There is a provision in the agreement that gives us a 30-day out should we decide to sell the property. We have that right. We are not prohibited from doing so simply because we enter into this lease.
But also we have a right to expand and put a new county facility on it.
Yes, sir. We can do that as well.
There was a number of things that we was going to look at that lot. So, okay, thank you, madam. Richard, Kevin Richards, you want to make a comment? He's with IDC.
Interstate Parking.
All right.
Kevin Richards, General Manager, Interstate Parking. Didn't really expect to speak this morning, but I did want to address some of the issues that you're speaking about financially. We are willing to enter this agreement with the terms that we mentioned. I have 22 years of experience in parking in New York, Chicago, New Orleans, Boston. I've looked at this property and I've looked at the surrounding areas. I do a thorough analysis before we enter into an agreement. And to be honest with you, I'm very nervous about this agreement. There is not an additional $200,000 on this lot. When you look at the surrounding locations, we operate the brewery parking structure. We do event parking up there for all the same events that you mentioned. And when I look at the...
I'll cut you off. All your comments addressed directly to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not to anyone else, but...
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. When I look at all the occupancies for all of the events in the area, no location is filling up. The entities, the Bucks, for four or five of their games, they will fill up for the Heat games, the Bulls games, but this is a very nervous deal for us. And again, unless you're willing to have someone on staff 24 hours a day maintaining, watching the lot, auditing the lot, doing revenue controls, you just can't put people out there collecting money. We don't do that anymore. We use the pay stations that are very detailed reports. So when we speak about the 10% over the 350, there's detailed reports. Every dollar that we collect comes through the pay stations via cash or credit card. It gives you detailed reports. So anytime we're submitting anything over that 10%, you will see the details of that. There's nobody standing out there collecting money anymore. But again, I want to emphasize that the numbers for that lot went down for a reason. The area is down. Parking is down. Attendance for the Bradley Center is down, which is the main generator for events. You can't just raise rates, especially if attendance aren't there. So that's not how parking works. Again, like I said, I have 22 years of parking experience all over the country. I've studied this lot. I'm nervous about this lot. We're going to have to really work, excuse my term, butts off to make our numbers on this lot. I don't know anything else I can say to add to that, but I did want to address that issue. There is not a whole lot of money on that lot, no additional money. Again, the area has went down. The numbers that we submit is going to be very close.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The original question that I asked on the prior item, the informational report for this, was when I was asking about what the expenses would be, or because I was looking at the numbers of the projected net revenues, and I was worried that it was an overbid, that the vendor was being set up for failure and wouldn't have enough of a cushion there to be able to cover whatever these additional costs were. My question was answered at that time, but I guess, in the context of the overall debate on this issue, when I'm downtown as, a Milwaukee resident, I'll walk the 10 blocks in heels to save the $4 or $5 on parking, and I know a lot of other people do, too.
In heels.
But, Kathy, will you be quiet?
Go ahead. They've provided us with a lot of quantitative analysis, but, there's a little bit of... human experience that can be injected into this debate. And, I've worked downtown for several years now, and I know even for work, when I'm coming here every day and I wasn't parking in a complimentary lot as an elected official and I had to pay for my parking, I was going out of my way to carpool, take a bus, find a ride, because $4 a day or $10 a day or whatever, that can add up, even if you're paying the monthly fee. I think also that if, over the past couple months, I've had a few problems on other committees and on the board in general over how we're doing our procurement. But, I'm working on some, investigation on how we do our procurement. I'm asking the right questions, getting answers behind the scenes, and hoping to change policy. So if we want to complain about a three-week timeline that a bid is out there and a three-week deadline, maybe we as the policymakers should be instead changing ordinances to say we need a 90-day procurement window. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Ms. Reed, you leave.
Thank you. And again, I apologize for that.
No problem. Thank you for coming up. All right. Do we have any other comments or questions? Madam Clerk, we have a motion for approval. Will you please call the roll?
Wychon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 2 noes. The motion is approved.
Motion is approved. Item